Hello, hello, welcome. It's the Matthew Rayburn Show, and yes, I'm Matthew Rayburn, and this is my show. Welcome, welcome to my studio apartment. It is so awesome for you joining me, so awesome for you watching. Yes, I'll be on Facebook later, I'll be on the Periscope later, I'll be on Twitters later. I am Matthew Rayburn, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-R-A-B-O-R-N, that's my name. I do not hide behind a username. You can search me online and find me, follow me, listen to me, like my videos, share my videos. I try to give good advice. I'm in a continual state of betterment, and I'm a positive force for good on this planet, and I know you want to be as well. So how about you join the Matthew Rayburn Show, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to be discussing how Nike is back at the drawing board. Zion Williamson blew out his tire last night. We're going to understand that, breakdancing could be part of the Olympics. That's awesome. There could be UFOs in England, and Jussie Smollett, well, he might have some blood on his hands. That's not funny at all, but thank you so much for joining me. I'm Matthew Rayburn once again, and this is my show.
If you are listening to The Matthew Rayburn Show, thank you so much. All the advice given on The Matthew Rayburn Show is for Matthew Rayburn. If you can use any of the advice, heed any of the advice, use it in your daily life, thank you so much for doing so. But all the advice on The Matthew Rayburn Show is for Matthew Rayburn. Thank you so much for listening.
All right. What a crazy situation this Jussie Smollett situation is. I guess he was attacked, quote unquote, attacked sometime in January. But then in February, the attack was, was broadcast to everybody that it happened. And then today, it looks like he surrenders to Chicago police. Then he's charged with staging an attack against himself, I guess. So let's read the article. Let's see. Empire actor Jussie Smollett turned himself into Chicago police early Thursday morning, hours after he was charged with disorderly conduct for allegedly staging a racist and homophobic attack against himself last month in Streeterville. Smollett turned himself into a central district attorney office, or central police station, I can read, at its 18th century estate. He was scheduled to appear for a bond hearing Thursday afternoon on a felony charge for disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct is a class 4 felony in Chicago, and it could lead up to 1 to 3 years of prison. Smollett's attorney released the following statement after he was charged Wednesday night. Like any other citizen, Mr. Smollett enjoys the presumption of innocence, particularly when there has been an investigation like this one, where information both true and false have reportedly leaked. Given these circumstances, we intend to conduct a thorough investigation and mount an aggressive defense. The actor and singer, who is black and openly gay, had told police that he was attacked and was walking home around 2 a.m. on January 29th. He claimed two masked men, one of them wearing a red hat, shouted racist and homophobic slurs, and then they beat him and put a noose around his neck and poured a chemical on him. The two brothers, Ola and Abel Asundario, were arrested last week, but later released without having charges pressed against them. Sources have said that the two brothers told police they helped stage the attack with Smollett. They said that they were paid $3,500 to orchestrate the attack. They left for Nigeria hours later and were arrested days later when they returned back from Chicago. On Wednesday, they testified to a grand jury which indicted Smollett for disorderly conduct. Fascinating. So, he alleged that the two gentlemen attacked him in the middle of the night. He lives in Streeterville. Streeterville is one of the most affluent neighborhoods here in Chicago. Chicago is a, quote, Trump-free zone, according to our mayor, or current mayor, Rahm Emanuel. So when the alleged attackers said to him, "This is MAGA country," well, I thought that was quite laughable. I only know 3-4 Trump supporters here in Chicago, I'm included, and so it's funny how that that came out like that. I smelled it was like a fishy the whole time because he kept the noose on his neck when the police arrived, so he kept it on his neck about like for 40 minutes. He had the same Subway sandwich that he allegedly was attacked while getting. You probably would try to run away. There was no abrasion marks from the rope on his neck. It's super interesting. And so I just feel bad for the two individuals that he paid to do this. I feel bad for the city of Chicago having to have to deal with this liar and having to deal with this conversation for the past 2 weeks. What money was spent on this case that could have been spent on actual crimes? Were people that were murdered that could have been not murdered because the cops were looking at this? It was like 15 to 24 detectives were being used on this particular case. I mean, I don't feel like a victim at all being a supporter of this particular president. I'm a supporter of America, and I'm a supporter of things that benefit America. In my opinion, that this president is benefiting America, and citizens like Jussie Smollett are not benefiting America with their lies. And so it bothers me that people get attention, and the victimhood chic thing is so popular that those who claim to be the biggest victim get to be the best of people. When that doesn't really make any sense to me in any way, shape, or form. I like to deny victimhood. I like to have zero victimhood. I like to add things that happen to me as strength. And if this were to happen to Jussie Smollett, like an actual case, like if this were to actually happen to him, I would really wish that he would define the inner strength to help other people not be attacked. No, he decided to make a big victim parade of it, and I don't know, it was just so intense, because the accusation was really outlandish and really horrendous. And if it were to be true, man, it'd be devastating for the entire nation. It wouldn't be good for anyone. It wouldn't be a good thing, because you've heard certain anchors and you've heard certain stories that there were certain anchors that were disappointed that it wasn't true. There are people that have been deleting tweets for days now because they were in support of this liar, and then they have to take them down. So it's like Kamala Harris, Cooper, Schiff, there are all kinds of Democrats, and there are other people as well. I mean, no matter what political party you are, political spectrum, it's easy to be duped. Especially by somebody who was so convincingly crying on the ABC News Robin Rich, I forget the anchor lady's name, but she was interviewing him, and I just feel offended and bothered. So does he have blood on his hands? I mean, were people that were murdered here in Chicago that shouldn't have been murdered? I mean, I'm serious. Comment down below. Seriously, I'm really confused about the situation on how. Was it him that, he's going to have to pay the cost for spending their time, and then he should make a public statement and an apology to the city for dealing with the situation. Because I think there's like a shooting every 12 minutes, and then there's a murder every 2 hours. It's epic. It's horrible. How much money was spent on this waste of a time case? Goodness gracious. And then I feel bad for the actual victims in the future, that are going to be affected by, it's when they say homophobic attacks. I don't think that anyone that attacks somebody for being gay is actually afraid of the gay person, so we shouldn't be using the word homophobic. Phobia is a fear. It was anti-gay. So the anti-gay attacks and the racist attacks, those actual victims of the future attacks, those are going to be the ones that they're going to look like. Are you crying wolf? Are you another Jussie Smollett? Are you just saying that to get attention like he was? It's over the top. So you just flushed your career down the toilet. Or did you? That's fascinating. Because we do know that Tawala Brawley and, what's his name, Al Sharpton totally lied to the American public in the 80s and early 90s about what happened to her, which nothing actually happened to her. So she had to run out town. And then he was found out to be a liar. But guess what? He's got his own show on MSNBC, and he became an advisor to Barack Obama. So maybe Jussie Smollett can be an advisor to Kamala Harris. He can be a Democratic senator one day, of New York or Chicago, wherever. Because, if Al Sharpton doesn't get in trouble for lying and, stoking up race and tensions, it's awful. It's so awful. So we're going to reward him, or we're going to punish him. I mean, he may go to jail, but, come out as some kind of weird victim martyr of nothing. I don't know. They're going to twist it and get all messed up, and you know how it goes. So how about this? Don't be a victim. Add everything that happens to you as strength. And if you actually do become victimized by something else, don't give in to the bullies. And especially just be strong. It's just so sad, guys. It's just so sad. So poo-poo on you, Jussie Smollett. Word of the day. If you don't use your words, you're going to lose your words. And so I like to do this segment so I can expand my vocabulary and save this great language. Hoopla is the word of the day. It's a noun. It's spelled H-O-O-P-L-A. Hoopla is the word of the day. First definition, excited commotion. Second definition, exaggerated or sensational promotion or publicity. The Jussie Smollett situation is a bunch of hoopla. The lying about being a victim is a bunch of hoopla. Some people think that global warming is a bunch of hoopla. Some people think that Trump himself is a bunch of hoopla. So what do you think is a hoopla? Comment down below. Use hoopla in your vocabulary today. Hoopla is the word of the day. Once again, it's spelled H-O-O-P-L-A. It's a noun. It's fun to say. It's not a bunch of hoopla to use hoopla, guys. Hoopla is the word of the day. breakdancing tipped for inclusion at Paris 2024 Olympics. Breakdancing is one of four additional sports expected to be included at the 2024 Olympics in Paris, along with surfing, sport climbing, and skateboarding, sources indicated Wednesday. The list of additions is due to be revealed by the local organizing committee on Thursday and must be signed off by the International Olympic Committee. Their inclusion would come on top of the 28 sports already in the program, although the Paris 2024 committee did not confirm this news report. Breakdancing, an aerobatic style of street dance typically set to hip-hop or funk music, would be making its first appearance in the Olympics, while three other sports will all be introduced at the 2020 Games in Tokyo. Karate and baseball, softball, and all take part of the Tokyo program are all candidates, as well as squash, which has been repeatedly rebuffed. At least 20 disciplines from federations recognized by the IOC have applied for inclusion. Local organizers must submit the recommended list to the IOC, which will make its decision December 2020 following the Tokyo Games. It repeated itself. The article literally repeated itself. Breakdancing appeared at last year's Summer Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires in the form of battles or duels decided by judges and falls under the auspices of the World Dance Sport Federations. The IOC and OCOG have already said the number of participating athletes will be capped at 10,500, a reduction from the Tokyo maximum for the 2024 Games, limiting the hopes of team sports. Local organizers also suggested the need for the construction of new permanent venues, which will likely count against the sports pushing to be included. So they're looking to build, you know, dance or new arenas to have these breakdance tournaments. Breakdancing is awesome. Breakdance fighting is one of my favorite parts of Zoolander movie. Breakdancing is very, of course, it's a sport. I don't know how you would score it because I don't breakdance myself, but I thoroughly agree with surfing being involved. Sport climbing, that's very cool. Skateboarding, of course. They've had the X Games for a long time, so why can't... after this, are the Olympics trying to move in on the X Games? That's fascinating. Because you don't see a lot of, like, fencing on ESPN, but you do see the X Games on ESPN. So how do you feel about breakdancing being part of the 2024 Games? I'm all for it. I mean, I'm glad they have, like, physical sports, but I've always wanted to know if they're ever going to start doing, like, mental sports. Maybe Sudoku, with timed Sudoku, or chess, even. That'd be kind of interesting. So, breakdancing is going to be, hopefully, in the 2024 Olympics over there in Paris. Duke's Zion Williamson blows out his shoe, injures knee, and Nike gasps in horror. College basketball star leaves game after bizarre shoe malfunction, sending Nike shares down over 2% in pre-market. Wow. That is wild. Nike Incorporated joined the rest of the basketball world in holding their breath Wednesday night as the company that once launched an ad campaign on the phrase, "It's gotta be the shoes," must have been thinking, "Please, please, please don't be the shoes." Duke University forward Zion Williamson, the top college basketball player in the nation and one of the best NBA prospects in the past decade, was lost to a knee injury just seconds into a key game against North Carolina when his foot slid on the floor and his Nike-made shoe exploded, twisting his knee and sending him sprawling. Williamson's foot actually tore through the side of the shoe. Former President Barack Obama was actually in the crowd, and he was caught on camera. And there's this slow-mo video with him saying, "He broke his shoe." And there's more of a Bernie Sanders. He broke his shoe. I'm not making fun of Obama. I just like the way he speaks. Williamson left the game that was just 33 seconds old. There was like 36 seconds into the game and he blew out his shoe, okay? So then, yes, of course, you know, everyone's like freaking out on Twitter and everyone's making fun of Nike and stuff like that. But of course, Nike's freaking out. Well, why would they? Because I'm thinking that it's an opportunity. They should embrace the situation. They should bring in the kid as quickly as possible, offer him the biggest deal, and then work to make some Zions. They should call a shoe, and there's like that enforced wall on the side of the shoe where it is literally the same strength as the sole of the shoe and will not rip out. So he was planting his foot as he received a pass, and he was probably going to shoot the ball like a back two or like a close three, And he blew out the shoe. Like, literally his foot ripped out the sole and the side of the shoe, and he just slid, and it twisted his knee, and he went to the ground reeling. Of course he would. It would hurt. So then, Puma got all excited, and they sent out a couple of tweets. The Ballers, Alonzo Ball's dad was sending out some tweets. I'm looking at it here on the internets. So pretty funny stuff. So pretty interesting. So the shoemakers are excited because they're back to the drawing board. It provides an opportunity to have an athletic shoe with a lot of wear and tear active for an individual who's over 280 pounds. It's quite fascinating. So I mean, he's like a bulldozer that can also do ballet. I mean, the athleticism and sheer size of this boy is awe-inspiring. Now, he's 18 years old. He's going to be in the number one pick in the upcoming NBA if he didn't bust out his knee too much. He averages 22.4 points a game and 9.2 rebounds. Wow, he's quite the player. So I'm excited to see him in the future. I don't necessarily like to see teams tank, but currently the Bulls aren't doing too good, and so hopefully they can get Zion Williamson in a Chicago uniform. But really, I mean, so what are your opinions? Comment down below. What kind of shoes do you wear? Have you ever suffered a knee injury, career-ending knee injury? That's never funny. That's never a good thing at all. But it could, what am I saying? You could find a good thing that happened to that, and you could be inspired to do great other things, to utilize other talents you have, and become better and do great things more so than you would have been doing on the basketball court. So hopefully Zion Williamson doesn't have a career-ending injury, but hopefully he can learn from this, and so can Nike. We can create better shoes and better basketball together with our dreams. National Day. Every day here in America, we celebrate a national holiday. Some of them are non sequiturs, some of them are really fun. Today is National Grain Free Day. Are you grain free? Do you have trouble consuming grains? Or do you have trouble for your body processing grains? You should celebrate National Grain Free Day today. It's recognized today. Today is February 21st. It inspires families and friends to gather and enjoy for each other's company for grain free meals. Don't leave anybody out. If you have a dietary restriction, make a meal together as a family. Use hashtag National Grain Free Day in your social media posts today. See here, there's all kinds of great recipes out there. Exchange delicious grain free recipes. Cook together. Try something new. Don't be afraid to eat garbanzo beans or avocado. Do not, be afraid of it, because there's a lot of grain free options that are fantastic and wonderful out there. And we want to make sure that people are included and that they get to eat wonderfully with their family. So that's why there's National Grain Free Day, so we can recognize those people that have trouble processing grain, and so that we can also celebrate all kinds of different cuisine from around the world that is also grain free. So celebrate National Grain Free Day today. It's also National Sticky Bun Day. I think I enjoyed a sticky bun yesterday. That was fantastic. Known as Schnechkin, meaning snail, the sticky bun is rolled into a sweet spiral that resembles its German name. Still considered to be a Pennsylvanian specialty, it is believed the sticky bun's origin in the United States begins in the 19th century. German settlers brought their baking traditions with them when they began settling in and around Philadelphia. Most often served for breakfast or as a dessert, sticky buns consist of rolled pieces or leavened dough that contain brown sugar and sometimes cinnamon. Before the dough is placed in the pan, the pan is lined with sticky sweet ingredients such as maple syrup, honey, nuts, sugar, and/or butter. When the buns are finished baking, they are flipped upside down so the sticky bottoms become the topping. Ah, that sounds wonderful. Who doesn't enjoy a sticky bun? Use hashtag National Sticky Bun in your social media posts today. There's some cool recipes here. Super easy sticky buns, butterscotch sticky buns, easy caramel sticky buns, ice cream sticky buns. I enjoy sticky buns. Do you? National Day! It's time for Weird News. I love news and I love weird things, and together Weird News is awesome. Pilots report UFO sighting over England. In a curious incident in the skies over England last week, a pair of pilots in two separate aircraft reportedly spotted a UFO. The intriguing dual sighting reportedly occurred on Thursday evening as two Air Midwest aircraft were flying toward the city of Gloucester. The company initially mentioned the UFO event in passing on their Facebook page and subsequently provided additional details after their revelation garnered considerable interest from people online. According to Air Midwest, the encounter took place as two of their aircraft were conducting night navigation exercises at around 8:15 in the evening. The pilots in both planes saw one red and one orange light in the sky south of Gloucester. One of the aircraft attempted to intercept the puzzling lights to determine their nature, but his pursuit proved to be futile as the mysterious anomaly managed to evade the plane. A first-hand account from one of the pilots described the oddities as two large square orange lights, one on top of each other, slightly set off. The witness noted that one of the lights stayed consistently orange while the other occasionally flicked white. Strangely, the light also reported that on two occasions during the incident, I observed five orange lights, but was only momentarily. Ultimately, neither of the pilots were able to determine what exactly they had seen. A few days after sharing a UFO sighting with the public, the company once again took to Facebook to express their amazement at the attention of the story they had received. They went on to stress that they were not claiming that the pilots had, quote, encountered an extraterrestrial situation, but did say that the two witnesses did observe, quote, unexplained airborne lights that defied our normal expectation of standard aircraft or meteorological activity. Remarkably, Air Midwest also pointed out that the two pilots were highly experienced and had over 25,000 flying hours between them. Yet, they were still baffled at what they saw. Fascinating. That is weird. UFOs are weird. Most British things are weird. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me today. Comment down below. Share this video. Share this love. Share this awesomeness that I'm trying to do here. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Periscope. Become my friend on the Book of Face. Oh, my goodness. I'm in a continual state of betterment. I'm a positive force for good. And I know you want to be as well. I'm trying to build this thing, a love connection, a love network of people that are sharing ideas so they can move this nation forward in a positive direction, because I'm sick and tired of this stagnation. I'm sick and tired of this overwhelming hoopla that's going on with a bunch of victimhood and celebrating things that shouldn't be promoted at all in any way, shape, or form. So show love. You know, celebrate National Grain-Free Day. You know, seriously, make a meal that's grain-free. Eat some garbanzo beans, and there goes the music, but here it comes again. There you go. So, you know, you got to live your life to the fullest. So don't be like Jussie Smollett. Don't be a victimhood of nothing and then lie about it, okay? Don't spend taxpayer dollars on things that shouldn't be done, okay? Love thy neighbor. Be awesome. God bless America. God bless Chicago. You know we need it.